Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, oh, you know the rest of the song. And for those of you who've heard me sing before, you know it's not my strong suit. And for those of you hearing me for the first time, I'm sorry. But with Hanukkah only about 2 weeks away, I can't help myself. I'm getting into the spirit of the holiday. I have to say, when I was a kid, I was a great dreidel spinner. Even now, if I'm into my groove, I can spin a wooden dreidel. I'll give it one heck of a twist, and it'll spin fast and strong. It won't wobble for quite some time. Over the years, I've purchased my share of dreidels, wood ones, glass ones, and, of course, clay ones, as I just sung about. And in almost every dreidel, you'll find those Hebrew letters, Nun, Gimel, He, and Shin, which stand for Nes Gadol Hayashah, meaning a great miracle happened there. Of course, if you buy a dreidel in Israel, it reads, Nes Gadol Hayapo, meaning, a great miracle happened here. It really doesn't matter if it reads here or there, for we know the miracle that's being referred to, that single container of oil that was only supposed to have lasted one day, but miraculously lasted for eight. Of course, the miracle of the oil that lasted not one, but 8 days, isn't found in the book of Maccabees that describes the origins of the holiday. Rather, it was a story created by rabbis much later to change the nature of the holiday itself, to turn it from a very human event about a military victory into a holiday about a miracle. The rabbis who invented the story were attempting to reshape Hanukkah and Judaism into their vision. They wanted a Judaism that focused on an interventionist deity who could do miracles, rather than on a Judaism that was very human and very natural. Unfortunately, rather than knowing the story of Hanukkah as it's written about in the books of 1st and 2nd Maccabees, a holiday that was then being celebrated for 8 days with no mention of a miracle, most folks today only know the rabbinic version, only see Hanukkah through the eyes of the rabbis. While I understand that the rabbis of one age were seeking to reshape Judaism in order to respond to the needs of their generation, I regret that the creativity and ingenuity that they displayed is no longer recognized, and worse, creativity and ingenuity today within Judaism is frequently frowned upon. With growing rates of unaffiliated Jews, more and more we're hearing calls to return to traditional rituals, as if repeating the behaviors and words of the past can respond to the modern world in which we live. I imagine that if the rabbis who created the myth of the oil burning 8 days instead of one were alive today, they'd be willing to create something original and unique to speak to our age, our sensibilities, the pressures and the demands of the 21st century. It was out of this spirit that Beth Adam was born, a congregation walking in the footsteps of previous generations who were willing to reshape Jewish holidays to reflect the spirit of their age. For those looking for a Hanukkah candle lighting service that speaks with a modern voice and gives expression to a Judaism reflective of our age, Beth Adam's home service collection that includes a home Hanukkah service might be for you. You can purchase a copy through our website, www.bethadam.org. I'm sorry about the commercial, but it seems to me if I'm to walk in the footsteps of the rabbis of the Talmud, who were willing to do something as audacious as to make up a miracle and pass it off as truth, then letting you know about our home Hanukkah service is the least that I can do. Have a great Hanukkah. I'm Robert Barr, rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.